Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Travis Johnson joining us now on the HR&P guest line, former Houston Texan teammate, former teammate with D'Amico Ryans. Travis, Brandon Cooks was an issue this past season. How would you handle the Brandon Cooks situation? Do you trade him? What's the line of demarcation of any sort of trade you would have for Brandon Cooks?
Well, I mean, it depends on what you're trying to do. If you think you need receivers, think you won't get any in free agency, think you won't get any draft, you got to keep him. But with all the draft capital we got, why not try to go get more?
And what's the least you would take for him, Trap?
Somebody like Brandon Cooks, I'll take at least a fourth round pick for him.
Okay.
Would you do it for a sixth?
No.
What do you think the Texans are getting in D'Amico Ryans, Trap?
I mean, they're getting great leadership. They're getting a guy who, was almost a genius-like level of IQ when it comes to knowing the game of football. They're getting a guy who's passionate. They're getting a homegrown kid who, was second-round draft pick here, was our team captain, was just a leader amongst a heavy group of leaders. When you talk about when he was here, there was Arian Foster, there was Matt Schaub, there was Andre Johnson, there was, J.J. Watt, and everybody knew that he was our leader, And it was never questioned. I mean, this is a guy who, when he came in, the second-round pick, We signed Sam Cowher, gave him $1 million, and they cut Sam at the end of training camp because of how good D'Amico was. So you're gonna get the greatest version of him. The things you saw in San Fran, you're gonna get times 10 in my opinion. If he hires his staff and wants the guys that he wants and the guys that he trusts, I really believe that this team can go places.
Trap, when you heard we knew he was a captain. We heard that, he was a coach on the field. He had the leadership characteristics and capabilities. As that translates to being a head coach, do you think that we saw things go wrong in Denver this year with Nathaniel Hackett because he tried to call plays and do too much? Do you anticipate that D'Amico will still call plays on the defensive side of the football? And how do you think to best handle the balance between his specialty being defense and then being the CEO of this entire thing?
Well, I mean, Nathaniel Hackett was a Hackett. So, I mean, and I always say, just like his daddy, he couldn't hack it. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. Like, he's one of them guys that I've never trusted to be a head coach anyway. I didn't like his daddy. I don't like him. But when you talk about Miko calling plays, I think he'll have a great influence on, if you bring in a guy that knows your defense and knows what you want to coach up, I think, of course, you allow that guy to coach the defense. But he has to know what you like to call, why you like to call things. And of course, he'll have his input in on it, and I think that'd be a great asset. We want him here to make our defense better. We want to build our defensive staff the best it can be, and I think you allow him to kind of find the happy medium in between. Why is it that Andy Reid can call plays or whatever, or whoever's calling plays, and nobody says anything? I think being a first time head coach, I think you surround him with the right people. You surround him with a game manager on the side that gives you the ins and outs and the percentages of when to kick, when not to kick, when to go for two, when not to go two, when to call a timeout, when to burn them, when not to burn them.
Mm-hmm.
I think you have that type of guy, especially because he's a first time head coach. You surround him with all the right people to help him be successful.
Travis Johnson, our guest on the HR&P guest line, former Houston Texan, former teammate with new Texans head coach D'Amico Ryans. I think the one thing that everybody's waiting for now, Trap, is what's D'Amico going to do on the offensive side of the ball? The three names that have been rumored to be interview candidates for the Houston Texans for offensive coordinator positions. You have the passing game coordinator from San Francisco, the receivers coach from Cincinnati, and then yesterday we found out the Kaylee dude from New England, the tight ends coach, are the only three names we've seen that have been requested interviews for the job. What direction do you think D'Amico goes with the offensive side of the ball, which is a concern for a lot of people that think that, offense wins games these days?
Well, I think offense sells tickets. You know, offense puts butts in the seats. Offense gets people hope, but it doesn't win championships. It does win games, but it doesn't win championships. When you talk about the guy from San Fran, I would love to see him probably get an opportunity at that gig. Why? Because if you look at everybody who's running that Bill Walsh slash Gary Kubiak, Coach Shanahan type of offense, it's doing well. And if a guy knows that offense, that's the guy that I would lean on, because if you look what Mike McDaniels is doing in
Miami,
you look what, you know, what LaFleur is doing in Green Bay, you look at what Kyle's doing in San Fran, I think it's a big deal. And I think you try to get that offense, because that offense right now, that offense in Minnesota got Kirk Cousins looking like a world beater. You know, so I think you gotta be able to lean on that offense. You gotta be able to find somebody who can implement that same offense, you know, back into this building, and so we can get some of the results we got in the heyday.
Trap, when you look at that, with that being said, and you look at the draft, and you know the draft capital this team has, everybody is convinced you have to take quarterback at two. Do you believe that, and or do you believe that DeMeco might have a say, and they might say if he wants defense with one or both of those first two picks, that they could go that direction?
I think with the quarterbacks, who are the top quarterback guys right now between C.J. Stroud and Bryce Young, I think you got to take one of those guys. We need a quarterback. You know, we need a guy. I mean, of course, but we also need a lot around him. So, is it a situation of can you bank on maybe not doing well enough to get Caleb Williams next year? No. You know, you're in a position to make some things happen. I think you're in a position with the draft capital you have to make a lot of great things happen. So I think but it starts with a QB. There's nobody winning games in this league without a QB. You know, you can say you have a decent offense. You can say you have a decent defense. But without a QB, you can't do anything in this league.
Trap, you just said offense doesn't win championships.
They don't. Defense wins championship, but offense gets you to the championship game.
All right. You mentioned you like the San Francisco passing game coordinator, Bobby Slowick. The name escaped me for a moment. I am too intrigued by Bobby Slowick. One of the things, and I know you're going to crush me for this, Trap. I know that you are. But Bobby Slowick's a West Coast offense type of guy, right? He's going to run the Shanahan stuff, a lot of the West Coast stuff that we saw a lot back in the days with Gary Kubiak, when, you know, DeMeco was captain for those teams. You look at a Bryce Young, college ball, played a lot out of the shotgun. C.J. Stroud played a lot out of the shotgun. The quarterback name you did not mention, Will Levis, played in a West Coast offense. You know, was hurt this past season, not very good, was really good in 2021 when he had Cohen, who was a Rams OC last year and now is back at Kentucky. How much do you think it comes into play from a college quarterback having to learn a new offense in the NFL, having to transition to the professional game, having that comfort level with a specific offense?
I mean, I think it's big because, you know, right now from high school on up, they've been destroying the pro game, you know, because they're not teaching kids how to take snap from under center. They're not teaching them a lot. So I think that's why you'll see a lot of teams probably reach for Will Levis, even though he's probably not that guy. You know what I mean? You saw it years ago with other quarterbacks. You've seen it a lot, you know what I mean, with guys reaching because this guy plays in a pro-style offense, you know. So I think it'd have a big deal, but I think if you're going to be a pro and you think this guy, I mean, if you think he is who he is, then you can figure out quickly if he can take a snap from under center. You can figure out quickly can he read defenses from dropping in from a traditional back, drop step or back, whatever they call it, back pedal.
Yeah.
Trap, I'm curious. You and I have had these conversations over and over the years, but it was really intriguing to me when you brought it up. When we talk about the quarterbacks, but now let's talk about what you know best and the defensive side of the football and system. Like, how important is it that you be comfortable in the system that you have played? We know, and you and I have talked about how if you were taking one pick either way and played the system that you were playing your whole life, things could have been a whole lot different for you than being forced to play in the system that you played here in Houston. You look at Stingley a year ago, and he played a bunch of cover two, and he really didn't play man, which is where he could excel. Do you believe, and can you explain to the people just how important it is to play the kind of system you're comfortable with so you can get your best attributes out there?
Well, I mean, you should be able to see it every weekend. You watch a guy like Jalen Hurts. You watch a guy like the kid in Baltimore. You
Lamar
know what
Jackson.
I'm saying? Yep. Yeah, Lamar Jackson. You see those guys have been putting systems you know, that suit what they do well, and they've excelled at it. And you've noticed the difference in quarterbacks, you know, years ago. You'd think if some of these coaches would have had that same mentality with Vince Young, we might still see Vince Young playing right now. You know, it's a lot that goes into it. You can't put square pegs in round holes. You know, and I think that's the lazy part of a lot of these coaches right now, is they're just coaching what they know, but then they don't adjust to their personnel. They don't adjust to who they have and what can make them better. You know, so I think when you're drafting the way you're supposed to draft, saying I'm gonna take the best player available, you got to make sure you surround him and put them in a situation to be successful. Because if they're successful, you're successful. You know, I think you look at what Brandon Hunt has done in Philly with Philly's done. You look at what Pittsburgh's done over the years. You look at those outliers of those teams, and you say, well, how can we do that? Well, these guys are drafting guys that fit their system. These guys are drafting guys that either that or they're changing their system to fit the guys that they already have. You know, and I think that's an asset that you can't change. You got to make sure you be a coach and coach up what you have and coach up to the best of your ability and coach them and to do the things that they know how to do.
Travis Johnson joining us on the HRNP guest line, former Houston Texan, former teammate with DeMeco Ryans. A lot of the conversation in the offseason, Trap, is going to be, okay, what do the Texans need to do to build this roster? What they do at two, you know, you're an advocate for quarterback. I'm cool with quarterback. I'm also cool with Will Anderson, Jalen Carter. You won't really know what you're doing at 12 until you're sitting on the clock at number 12, because what is the draft board going to be? It's impossible to predict. But also nearly $40 million in cap space. When you look at the build of this organization and trying to give DeMeco Ryans year one, what's that balance between win now and then the long-term vantage point of what the Houston Texans are trying to accomplish?
I mean, everybody wants to win now, you know, but I think you just draft the best players possible to fit that scheme. You build up, you know, we all know games are won and lost in the trenches. You build up your offensive line, build up your defensive line. You got great guys in the secondary. You know, you then get, if you get a quarterback, you get him some toys to play with. And, you know, you look at, I'm a big believer in tight ends. Right now, tight ends have been changing the game for years. And, you know, when we were in our success days, we had a great tight end. You know, and I think if you can find you a great tight end to be that valve, you know, I think that'd work wonders.
Trap, I'm curious. We know that you are a big Seminole from Florida State. The bench had a discussion this morning, and I just know your passion for Florida State. It's what would it take to tattoo your biggest rival, at least the size of a coaster, somewhere on your body? And obviously money's not an issue with you like it is where some people were saying, oh, $50,000 to $150,000. Would you ever put a hurricane you?
No.
That's what I thought.
No. There's nothing can make me do it. Man, I got sweat equity in Tallahassee, man. There's nowhere else that I'd ever tattoo on my body.
So yeah, to be fair, Trap, you're in a little bit of a different tax bracket than we are.
Yeah,
yeah. even if I was, I mean, that's just not me. You know,
$10 million, Trap.
No, I'm not doing it.
$100 million.
I'm not doing it.
Billion.
All right, fair. $1 billion.
Yeah, you give me $1 billion, of course. Yeah, I'd be a fool not to do it.
Well, Trap, you could put the U like on your butt, and then like they said, you can alter it, and then a week later, you can put like a lipstick to kiss your rear end or something with it, where you can make it funny. No,
yeah, you could put it right in between the cracks.
All right,
I figured we were going to get the green side on the other.
That's a great way to end
the
conversation,
buddy.
Travis, thanks so much for taking a few minutes hanging out with the Killer Bees. Look to catch up again very soon.
Take care.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.